Hi, everybody, and welcome back to your weekly dose of hard truth. Hi there, Alana.
Hi, David. Good to see you. Sad occasion, but good to see you always.
Yeah, and likewise you. You know, sometimes you can't sugarcoat the topics that we need to talk about. And this one, there is no way of sugarcoating it. So we're going to get to that. But just before we do get to that, a gentle reminder to wherever you're watching this, make sure you subscribe either, yes, right, Alana, up above or down below or to the sides, wherever it is. Make sure you subscribe. Come on, there's not enough of you folks are hitting the subscribe.
Yeah, David, we have a good amount, a number of viewers. So we've had 7,000, 8,000. But the folks just don't want to subscribe. But we are having many events. We're going to have a party, an anniversary soon, where we're going to be soused up and having a glass of wine with our people. So we can let you know about all these events. Please subscribe.
And also, Alana, let's remind everyone that Hard Truth is now available on all the social media platforms like the Hell Channel itself, Twitter, like Gab, like Getter. We've gone everywhere, Alana. So social media, we're everywhere. Yeah,
Twitter, since your friend Musk threatened takeover, they've called these bluffs. So once again, we're leveling out and, cutting back icon. For a short while, I was growing again, and then it went back to the same old, same old.
And I think the thing is, and that's
throttling, what throttling the algorithms throttling again.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I always thought it was very dodgy if Elon Musk could do it or not. The jury's still out, but it's going to be very difficult. And the problem is then, Alana, that when events happen like the one we're going to talk about, I mean, Twitter's a most unhelpful platform, and of course, like so many other topics that you and I have covered, if you talk about those things on Twitter, you're going to get yourself in trouble, you know, which shouldn't be the case, because
the topic of Uvalde, the catastrophe, catastrophic failure, is not being covered well on Twitter, because I find that this is one topic that the New York Times has done fabulous reporting. It's one topic that seems to be uniting everyone. In fact, I've heard my neighbors, they are very progressive, screaming, look, they never went in. So I think I find that people are being quite even-tempered, furious, left and right.
And I exactly, Alana. And I mean, well, so let's dive into this one here. Okay. So I mean, I think maybe just to start with, and I know there's a column you've actually pulled together on your blog, earlier blog. We're going to talk around it, Alana. But just maybe before we get to that, we do have a chronology of essentially the massacre. And I think if we just very quickly bring it up on the screen, if we can just do this. And this is basically, so this is obviously a week ago now, and this was the events, Alana, kicking off at 11:27 a.m. when a teacher at Robb Elementary School propped open an exterior door in order to receive a cell phone. The teacher...
she was doing that. The silly woman was doing that because she Ramos had crashed his pickup. And he was headed toward the school. That was my impression. She saw a man with a long gun, an assault rifle, and she ran in to retrieve her phone to call 911, leaving him, a way to gain access.
Yeah, well, you see, it starts there. Yeah, exactly, Alana. It starts at 11:27 a.m. And basically, when you go through this chronology, which we've got up on screen for those watching this.
I see. There were two teachers. One left it open. Then the other one ran inside and then left it open, still left it open to call 911.
Yeah. So they left the route open for the Ramos to enter the building, which I found, well, you can interpret it different ways, but it certainly, you know, contributed to what happened. And then we have, Alana, very, very quickly. I mean, this happened, it happened very fast, didn't it? So, I mean, the shooting begins roughly 5 minutes in, 11:32, where he starts shooting at the school's exterior. And then he goes in. He goes in. Yeah, yeah. And it all starts. And basically, I think if we just flip it on through the next sequence, there's just three lots to this. All this stuff, Alana, you'll have to talk me through. I find this so strange. Three police officers enter the school at 11:35, followed by three volunteers and a deputy. What did they do? Did they have a couple
of things? Where are you getting that? I heard them milling about their 5 minutes after the first. We're getting different accounts. 5 minutes after the first 100 rounds fired at, I think it was 11:33. I think that's when 100 rounds were fired. Then I have the police entering very quickly.
We have it there.
Like, almost like the Life of Brian. Do you remember the tower scene where they all go to look for dissidents? Brian, they look for Brian, the rebel.
I do.
And so they all go up the spire, about 500 of them, and Brian's just at the top and no one sees them, right?
Yeah,
so
well, they're a bit like that.
About
yeah.
19 of them were milling in the corridor of the Robb Elementary about 5 minutes after the 100 rounds went off.
Exactly. That, and it says they're 11:33. That's right, Alana. The chronology does say that. But the thing is that they may have been milling around, all of them, but what was happening was kids were being massacred in the classrooms.
Absolutely, right. David. And at 11:37, okay, so they heard that this is an AR-15. I have a SCAR. That's a sort of an upgrade, I believe. It's bloody loud. It's bloody loud. It's like hand grenades. So 100 rounds are going off. Then at 11:37, as these cops, about 19 and upwards, are milling about in the corridor, waiting on the key. At 11:37, he fires 16 more rounds in their presence. So the whole idiotic bifurcation only adopted by low IQ government officials between barricaded shooter and shooter. Is null and void.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Alana, why were they waiting for a bloody key? They could have just shot the door open. What's this we have to wait for a key about?
Well, David, you know, this, in fact, the no-knock warrants, we have the no-knock warrants, and we've had so many cases where they have no issue using their tactical entry equipment, battering rams to knock down our doors, without any keys and without, there's this no-knock warrant, which under the flimsiest pretense they can just knock down your door. And they had killed, what was that woman's, the conservatives totally were behind the cops for using the battering ram, knocking the door down and killing her in her bed. Because
that's right, I know the one,
Maybe she was a bad girl, I don't know, but apparently the conservatives are all for no-knock warrants, but we libertarians abhor them. No problem using those tactics on us, the citizenry, the coward citizenry, but here it was this magic key that was being awaited. And let's just mention that these people were swatted up and swaddled with their Kevlar.
As you said. In fact, let's actually let's just go finish off the chronology and then I want to jump into your column. So, Alana, the other thing is, 12:15, members of the Border Patrol Tactical Unit arrived with shields.
Oh.
What the hell is the Border Patrol Tactical Unit doing here when there's already dozens of other armed officers? Very odd. I find that very odd. What was that all about in your view?
Yeah, I didn't think about that. I just thought, well, you know, I mean, maybe these people were so stupid and so inept, they just called in the cavalry. Anyone standing by, come in and do something. But, of course, you had the Fox News people gushing over someone who, when did he make entry and shoot? The key arrived. Even tactical Border Patrol, as my chronology has this, waited on the key, and at 12:50, over an hour after those babies were calling in and crying for help, our hero dropped the shooter. And, of course, Fox was creaming itself, orgasming all over the place because someone did the deed at 12:50. So to me, David, I don't know what you think about heroism. We're so desperate for any heroic deed is that we call someone. By definition, the job of a tactical response team is speed is of the essence. Time is of the essence. So you botch that and you finally kill, do your duty. You go to the fight and you drop the active shooter because that's protocol and they call you a hero.
Well, this is where, Alana, there was so much commentary around this, obviously, this massacre. And I, you know, and I saw some of the stuff that you'd been putting out, some of the points. And then I know you've encapsulated a lot of that in barely a blog, and I believe that's going to be a column. And we've got that here to show folks as well. This is from Alana's barely blog.
This is courtesy, this wonderful... you know, the Republicans suggest get the teachers armed. And this was wonderful from one of my Twitter followers. Billy, I fucking told you my pronouns are they and them. Also, why didn't you complete the homework assignment about anal sex? Yeah. That's your teacher and you want them with guns.
Yeah, well, but you see, that's one of the reasons I think you and I get on so well. You actually confront reality. Because that is reality. We know only too well the sort of people that are in these classrooms. Never mind the sort of people, you can talk about the cops and the rest of them to all day long, but the people that they want to arm are not as they seem to portray them to be. You know, they're not all Billy the Kid sharpshooters, these purple-haired, you know, gender indeterminate, nose ring wearing leftards, which infest U.S. schools, you know. So, you've in this blog, Alana, you've detailed a lot of stuff. If we just scroll down it a little bit there, you know, as you say, you know, the cops waited for the key, Alana, until 12:50, by which point 19 kids were dead, I believe, and two teachers. Although I did see, Alana, a post or a comment from one of the parents saying that their daughter, who is one of the, sadly, tragically, one of those died, they reckon, the parents reckon that although she'd been shot through the back or through the chest or whatever, had they been able to get in during that period of nothing happening, they might have saved the little girl's life.
No, did you read that phone call? I mean, then she goes silent and... Oh, it just breaks your heart. She calls and she calls every 5 minutes and then you hear shots and nothing. Nobody, no adult gets the male proverbial bits to go in there and rescue the little girl and then she goes silent.
Yeah, which, you see, for me, Alana, I find this inexplicable. I would have thought the natural male instinct, and particularly if you're in these services, like police, you want to be breaking down the door and taking the guy out straight away. No messing about. That's what you should do. How have we got to the point where essentially, is it too hard to say this massacre was allowed to happen because of standing back? Is that too harsh? What do you think?
No, I think the men I know, including yourself, irrespective of the little snakes that the schools are growing, the little woke snakes, would have run in there and risked their lives. All the men that I know and I'm close to would have done that. And the problem is, of course, is that the best men in society have been emasculated, you know, expunged from our your private and public, from civil society, from private and public institutions. And what you have here is, I call it systemic rot. And Michelle Malkin has a nice phrase, end stage America.
So, and this, I agree.
David, those men did not have the instinct. Don't tell me that you can use the Nuremberg defense. I was only following orders. There had to be one or two men with the proverbial male bits who has the instinct to go and rescue women and children, but they didn't. They didn't have it.
But what they did that was even worse, because obviously the parents who arrived at the scene realized something very bad was going wrong. What did they do? They used their aggression. Their testosterone was taken out on the parents.
That's right. The COVID force came out.
Yeah. You know,
this is a organic extension of the COVID, what we've relinquished. This is how we're being treated now. Yeah. That was one of the saddest thing. People describe that video. I don't know if you have it, of the parents screaming, and people said that parents are urging or crying or saying, go in, going. But I described it in, and it will be in my column, weekly column. The sounds were like wounded animals in traps, these parents. Can you imagine if your own were in there and all you want to go is grab a gun, just go, and someone is stopping you? You're like a wounded animal in a trap.
Yeah, so but no,
these cops are directing traffic, tasing the parents, arresting a few of them.
Yeah, absolutely right. So, but that shows how messed up the US is, that if these officers were using all that testosterone, that aggression, that strength against the parents whose children were dying.
That's an interesting perspective, isn't that? I think they were genuine in wanting to clamp down on dissent. I think it's an interesting point. You mean they had no feeling, almost no feeling? They really were drinking Kool-Aid. They were doing their thing, swatted like strap-ons, like in a porn.
Yeah,
I would imagine. I mean, pornographically attired for war and with no warrior spirit to go in there and rescue the vulnerable.
That's the point. That exactly is the point. The warrior spirit, which is integral and is necessary, is gone. And I also think, Alana, you touch on a good point. During 2 years of COVID, when these thugs bullied us and tried to keep us in and enforce all the little tyrannies on us, I think they've grown to love that.
Yes.
And they can't let go. So even when kids are being massacred in a classroom, which for me is probably the worst thing I could ever imagine, Alana. Honestly, it's so bad. I don't think these guys were particularly that bothered. Or if they were, Alana, they were very worried about themselves, despite the body armor and all.
Exactly. They might. I mean, there is Kevlar that definitely protects you from a person who definitely was, there is Kevlar that will protect you from that kind of scar or AR-15. Maybe they didn't have it, but still, the protocol is very clear. And even those people who were trying to make excuses for them said the protocol has been established with an active shooter. You take the fight to the shooter. You drop the person. You go in there one by one. You go in there and you drop the aggressor.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, it is a complete failure on that side. And there's a couple of other things I just wanted to bring up very quickly, just throw two things into the mix as well, just while we're at it. Jed, if we can just bring in the first thing. I saw this headline. I think it's disputed. Nonetheless, this is the shooter, the alleged shooter, Salvador Ramos, who was arrested 4 years ago, allegedly, for planning an attack. Now,
but this, David, this is Newsweek. This would be probably a decent source.
So, exactly. I've seen some people, I've put it out in social media, people come back at me and said, you're putting out false news.
I don't think this is false news if it's Newsweek.
Well, as I said, the source is Texas Representative Tony Gonzalez. That's the primary source. I don't know this guy, but he did make this point. And Alana, here's the question for you, really. You know, I keep saying, back up to the headline again. Let's just go to the top of the story. So he was known to the police, Alana. This is the point. He was known to the police. How often in massacre after massacre, and it happens.
All of them, David. Some of them are military. There was a church that was blown up. Absolutely tragic. A church that was blown up. He was military, discharged. All of them are known to the FBI, and nobody, yes, that's an important point you make. Nobody's making this point, but because we're just inured, we're used to this. We have gun control. We have checkups. When I purchased my firearms, we waited weeks before the federal government has the local, the state, the lot. Yeah. So we have all those checks and balances, and yet the Republicans can't even counter that. Some of them even, wouldn't pitch up at the NRA. But, no, you make a good point. Every single one of these, from the Pulse massacre in Florida, who was a jihadi, he worked for the government. He worked for the insecurity.
We've had the same in the UK. We've had jihadi who have gone and slaughtered people in London. And they were known. They were extremely well connected to our intelligence services. And I'm sure I'm not the only person who looks at that and thinks, that's weird. That's weird. How is that? You know. And then the other thing I wanted to say, just a lot, very quickly again, if we can just bring up this one, which we've touched on. Yeah. And this was, again, I saw this article, Border Patrol agents, they did kill the Uvalde school shooter, but why were they on the scene? And this is quite a good article.
Why not?
Because, well, it's saying ordinarily they would not have intervened in a circumstance where there, as you said, there was, I think, 19, there was a couple of dozen.
I mean, they're doing nothing on the border. A little bit of fun.
Yeah, well, you got that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
You're right. It is a sort of there's no division of labor here. It does seem out of the ordinary. But I, as I look at it, I know you have a different perspective and you'll tell me, but as I look at it, it's just end stage America. Everything is just so broken down. If I have to believe that this in any way, I am not inclined to conspiracy because reality is so very terrible. I don't have to elsewhere. In other words, if I say, well, the government did this on purpose, what I'm saying is the government is otherwise very good and wants the premise is that the government wants what is good for us. And I think the government is rotten and terrible. And this is an extension, this kind of occurrence is an extension of the workforce, affirmatively hired. The best ruled out over decades. Our schools are very well capitalized. Shooter training, we have kinds of protocols, billions have been poured into schools, yet you have this kind of thing because you can't fucking fix stupid. You know,
and you're right. You can't
human capital. There's no human capital. The schools are well capitalized.
Yeah, they are. And all I see is commentator after commentator, Alana, suggesting, we need more. Give them more guns. You know, a better defense. Like, they're missing the point, which you sublimely hit the nail on the head with.
Sublimely.
Yeah, because it doesn't bloody matter. It doesn't matter if you could have a machine gun at every entrance. The people inside those schools are the problem. And, you know, although there was another thing. I mean, again, critical questioning at moments like this, it doesn't win you friends or influence, Alana, but we're both used to that, aren't we? So, for example, like, people are wondering, how come the shooter himself, on his 18th birthday, the day before his 18th birthday, and then I think the day after, he was able to go out and spend $4,500 to get the two weapons. So,
wow,
where did he get the money from? Had he that just lying around in his back pocket? He was 18 year old kid from a kind of dysfunctional house. People are saying, Where did he get that from? I don't know. I'm just asking the question. But, of course, he asked the question.
Americans live on credit, you know. I mean, maybe did he steal a credit card or?
And this is the problem, Alana. In the aftermath of events like this, there's so much circulates in the media. Some things are wrong. I understand that. And, you know, more information emerges. But on the fundamentals, which is what I guess we want to talk about, the fundamentals is you summed it up perfectly. You cannot fix stupid. It doesn't matter the grandstanding that's going on about this. Oh, by the way, I mean, that's the other thing. Isn't it strange that this should happen again? We had the Roe v. Wade malarkey from 6 or 7 weeks ago, and now we've got a mass shooting. Which party do those talking points sort of fall into their domain, Alana? Remind me, which party might that be?
Yeah, it's always the Democrats because they are such tenacious fighters, and they control the intellectual means of production. They control the think tanks, the schools, the unions, the government, the deep state, the overt state, and the teachers. So, arming teachers. And what did you think about this? The brainy solution of Trump and Cruz, a single point of egress. One, can you imagine a fire?
I saw that you're pointing that. How many lives could that protect? It's stupid. But you know, when you say you can't fix stupid, this is what we've talked about here in Hard Truth the last few weeks.
Can the boss get that video up? You Can't Fix Stupid by Ron. I think I linked. Maybe I didn't. I might have. I did in the column. by Ron.
He'll have a look.
So funny. We should close with that. That's such fun. Just wait a sec. I'll find it. It's in the.
It's in the blog.
In the blog by Ron. What's his name? That wonderful comedian. Oh God.
Well, I, as you look for it, I think the point is that throwing money at stuff and just political grandstanding won't bring back kids. It won't. And here's another point, Alana. Evil. I believe that evil exists and it walks this earth. And you cannot insulate yourself from evil and from those who carry out it as well. To believe otherwise is utopianism, in my view.
This is a topic for I won't go into this because it's a lengthy topic, but this is where the disease theory of misbehavior or immorality. So, he was mentally ill. So when someone does something extravagantly wonderful and good and still wacky, we never reason backward and say, because he did something good, he's mentally ill. As soon as someone does something immoral and evil, the default is, well, human nature is good. How come he did this? It's the wiring. He must be fucked in his head, which is rubbish. That is bad reasoning. I'm a Sazian. Thomas Sazz absolutely obliterated the disease theory of immorality.
I think we will be able to play out, Alana.
Yes, Ron Smith is it? No, I can't remember. It's stupid. It's amazing. Yeah. Let's play out with that.
We'll get to that. Now, before we get to that, just a couple of things we want to do, I think, before we shut down Truth, on the Hard Truth this time. And that is a reminder to those who enjoy particularly your writings, Alana. We've got if they want to go and buy your various books, we do have them coming up. This is from Amazon store, for example, Alana, all the different books which I've got upstairs in one of my bookshelves, Into the Cannibal's Pot, The Trump Revolution, interesting, and Broadsides.
Look, A Hard Truth, and I must get myself into gear and finish my next two. What about your book? You have a historic book about the whole Clinton sellout in Ireland.
Ever the contrarian, Alana. It amuses me. I wrote this book here. It's available. And on the collapse of what I see as political morality, which I tried my best to stop, but that's no avail. It's all detailed in there.
Please buy our books.
With my own.
David, what else has been left unsaid? The absolute collapse of our institutions. Inexcusable. You might have had a mixing and matching of all kinds of agencies, but they still were pretty inept. They took down the shooter who was mowing down children only at 12:50, right?
Yeah.
So there's nothing to celebrate there. What else?
No, there was nothing. Listen, those kids were probably dead about 11:35. They didn't come in for over an hour later. Do you know, Alana, it's the sort of thing that I run out of words on. I can't explain that level of sniveling cowardice on the one hand and barbarism on the other hand. I mean, we shouldn't excuse the shooter as well, obviously an evil.
Oh, leader. Absolutely.
But as I say, it's the sort of thing we don't have. We've only had.
You can't fix evil. You can't fix evil. And the default is, I think, especially in Christian societies, Jews and Muslims have no problem in recognizing evil. But in Christian societies, it seems to be the need to exculpate or excuse it because, I don't know, the instinct of man is evil from his inception. That's what is said in Genesis. So I want to ask you one more thing about the teachers that we have to arm. These are the same. What falls under the category of teacher is the same people who are zealously inculcating ungrammatical pronoun illiteracy with our children. They promote and make systemic anti-white racism and all kinds of exotic sexuality. Yeah. And have you seen these usual mountains of flesh videoing themselves, gyrating and doing total exhibitionism, sexual inappropriate, And what did they do during COVID? They took 2 years off. You want to arm them?
Yeah, no, I don't want to arm them. I think, and I think this is where you're the final punchline in this one, Alana, is the best one of all. If you want to keep your kids safe, get your kids the hell out of the US state school sector because
Some
they're.
public schools are pretty bad as well. I mean, private, but you
Yeah,
have,
same
but
here
if,
as well, actually. Yeah,
yeah.
the cancer spread actually, but for sure, as you say, you can't fix stupid, you can't fix evil, but what you can do is you can perhaps try to distance your loved ones, your kids, as best you can from
As
that.
well as if you start seceding, the market begins to change. Not that there's the you want the state schools to be dismantled, and the private market for schooling for education will begin to respond.
I completely agree with that. And on that note of agreement between us, Alana, which is of course is all too awful. Reminder, everybody. Now, listen. You've had all this. Remember, go up above if you want to subscribe. Go down below if you want to subscribe as well. And follow us on the Twitters, the Getters, the Gabs, all
And we
that
play
malarkey.
out with Ron White, right?
And we're gonna now finish this show, and then we after we play this. The music will go. So, Alana, let's wish all our viewers and listeners a goodbye, and we'll see you folks real soon. And let's play out with on a somber
Are we
night.
going to play out with Ron White?
We're gonna play out with Ron White right now. So here you go. You get all the emotions in the show. Bye, everybody. Cue Ron White.
But if I could give advice to the planet, it would be don't marry for looks alone, going either way. And I'll tell you why. In a few years, if Barbara's boobs start to sag too much, there's a place you can go where they can just lift them right back up where they were. They can move the nipple wherever they want them. You can actually go to a titty bar, pick out a set of titties, and say, I want the titties on that woman right there. If her belly gets too big and she doesn't want to work it off, you can go get a tummy tuck. They'll give you belly looks like a cheerleader. You know, if your eyes go bad, you can have LASIK surgery and they can give you 20/20 vision at any age. If your hearing starts to fail, they could put a device in your ear that'll make you able to hear as good as you could the day you were born. But let me tell you something, folks, you can't fix stupid. There's not a pill you can take. There's not a class you can go to. Stupid is forever.